Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Is the zebrafish the key to beating osteoporosis? Zebrafish? Do you know what a zebrafish is? I Googled it. That's how I know what it is. Thank God for Google, right? And I just went right to the images. And it's striped, right? So I guess that's this, you know, where the zebra part comes in. But it's definitely a fish. Small little fish. Some of them are black and white stripes. So there's the zebra connection. Some of them, there's a cool looking one with a, it looks like blue and gold stripes, but that's the zebrafish. Why is this, why am I talking about this fish that's striped like a zebra? Well, it turns out this fish is the regeneration master throughout nature. What do I mean by that? It turns out that this fish is pretty awesome. It's able to regenerate bones and its internal organs, like its heart and liver. And that is something we would love to be able to do as humans, right? As a matter of fact, there's a whole field of study called regeneration medicine, looking at, you know, how can we help the body regenerate its own organs so that, you know, if there's a damaged heart muscle or damaged liver, kidney, what have you, you regenerate your own, either right in your own body or in a petri dish, and then we put it back in you. I mean, that's, you don't have to worry about rejection. You don't, I mean, it's a pretty powerful form of medicine. So a lot of researchers are looking at this little guy, this little fish, because it is apparently has figured out how to do it. It's just a little fish. Pretty smart, huh? And matter of fact, this fish is being studied at the University, the National University of Singapore. And they're really interested in the genes involved in regenerating specifically the fins and the bones that make up the fin. And so some of the researchers at the National University of Singapore made mention that, you know, we have about 90% of the same exact genes as this fish. So wouldn't it be cool if we could figure out, you know, which genes the fish is using to regenerate bone, and then find those genes or the similar genes, the, you know, the cousin genes to the fish's genetic makeup, find those in humans and us, and then turn them on so that we can make bone. I mean, that would be really awesome, because remember, what is osteoporosis? Osteoporosis is porous bone. It's low bone density. And instead of being a nice flexible, strong structure, it's almost like Swiss cheese. The bone becomes brittle and it's going to break. You know, there's two types of cells that are involved in making bone and breaking bone. The cells that make bone are called osteoblasts, and the cells that destroy bone are called osteoclasts. And you know, as you're growing and making bone, you tend to be balanced towards the osteoblast because you're making lots of bone. But as we get older, we tend to be balanced towards the osteoclast, the bone destruction cell. And so the researchers are wondering, is there a way maybe that we can rebalance the body by turning on and turning off certain genes involved in bone formation, involved in making osteoblasts? And I think that's an awesome and interesting question. It you know, it's funny because the FDA has approved certain drugs for osteoporosis, but most of those drugs have to do with the osteoclast, inhibiting the cells that destroy bone. As far as I know, there's only one FDA-approved drug that focuses on the bone-forming cells, the osteoblasts. So this type of genetic research could really open up the door for more of the bone-forming medicines, bone-forming nutrients. And I think that is a great path, great research path to go down in figuring out how to help people with osteoporosis. You know, it's a significant disease. If you were to, especially in postmenopausal women, if you were to take a bunch of women and just ask them to list out the diseases that scare them the most, osteoporosis may not even make the list. You know, they're going to talk about breast cancer, other types of cancers, heart disease, all that. And I'm not saying that's wrong. All I'm saying, though, is osteoporosis should be right up there along with everything else that they list. Because as a woman gets older, especially when you get in your 60s, your 70s, if you fracture a bone because you have osteoporosis, there's a high mortality rate. Greater than 50% chance of dying after you break a bone, a big bone like a femur or a hip, because of osteoporosis. So it's a significant disease with a significant morbidity and mortality associated with it. So this is an important, I think, line of research. So here you have the zebrafish that has a genetic makeup very similar to humans. It's able to regenerate all kinds of organs like bones. So you got researchers like here at the National University of Singapore looking at what those genes are, finding the equivalent in humans, and trying to figure out ways to manipulate those genes so we can turn on bone formation. We can activate the osteoblasts. I think that's an awesome line of research, and we'll kind of have to see, you know, where this goes in the future. But what can you do today? You know, if you have osteoporosis, what is something that you can do right now? Hopefully you're on a good bone formula. You might even be on the FDA-approved drugs that knock out the bone-destroying cells. Those are called bisphosphonates. Those are the most common prescribed drugs for osteoporosis. What else can you be doing? I want to mention a study that came up recently using strontium and a vitamin D metabolite. Now, strontium has been around for a long time. Strontium has a lot of good research behind it in its bone-forming, bone-protection-type properties. It fell out of favor in the 1950s because there's also a form of strontium. This is not the form we use in supplementation, but there's a form of strontium that's associated with nuclear fallout. And when they were doing nuclear bomb testing in the 50s, people were talking about this strontium was now in the environment. It scared people. They thought it was the same strontium used in supplements, so people stopped buying it, and the strontium market just kind of fell apart. We need to bring it back because strontium is really good for your bones. But what's interesting now is they're combining strontium with a vitamin D metabolite, and let me explain that. So we know vitamin D is good for the bones, right? Vitamin D helps to manage calcium along with vitamin K2. But it turns out vitamin D is heavily metabolized. And once you ingest vitamin D, or your body makes basic vitamin D, vitamin D3 is what it's known as, it's metabolized in many different ways, forming all these different metabolites. And now there is research looking at what are these vitamin D metabolites really doing in the body when it comes to bone health. So they did this study. They took strontium with one of these vitamin D metabolites, and they looked at how it might help, and the combination of the two might help in treating osteoporosis. As a matter of fact, the aim of this study, this was published in Drugs Research and Development 2014, the aim of the study was to compare the efficacy of strontium in combination with alpha calcitol, which is a vitamin D metabolite, and strontium by itself or placebo. So you have three arms in this study. You got a placebo group, a strontium group, and a strontium plus a vitamin D metabolite group. Bottom line is, in these 48 women, they were split up evenly in these different groups. The strontium and vitamin D metabolite group significantly improved on all bone density parameters. The radiographic studies, certain blood tests, there's certain proteins we can look at to see how your bones are reforming. All of these parameters improve significantly in the strontium and the vitamin D metabolite group. So that's something you can do right now. In the future, maybe we'll manipulate your genes like the zebrafish. But take care of your bones. It's very, very important. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.